This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
Hello, this is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 175 for Thursday, December 6th. I'm Ashley Robinson. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger this morning following the release of the latest StatsCan production numbers. The January contract is up by a dollar to $4.86 per ton. The March contract is up by less than a dollar to $4.93 per ton. Total canola production for this year came in at 20.34 million tons, which is below the previous estimate from StatsCan and on the lower end of trade predictions. The loonie is weaker this morning, which is supportive for canola contracts. CBOT soybean oil and meal contracts are all down this morning. There is trouble brewing between the U.S., Canada, and China. Canada arrested the CFO of China's Huawei Technologies yesterday. She now faces extradition to the U.S. on suspicion she violated U.S. trade sanctions against Iran. This could cause trouble in relations between the North American countries and China. In the U.S. markets, the January soybean contract is down by 11 cents to $9.03 per bushel. Brazil's November soybean exports to China were up 167%. U.S. corn futures are weaker this morning following the lead of soybeans. The March contract is down 2 cents to $3.83. The EU has said that it expects to import 18.5 million tons of corn this crop year, which is 13% up from last year. U.S. wheat futures are also down this morning. The March contract in Chicago lost 6 cents to $5.12. Kansas City was down 6 cents to $4.92 per bushel. And Minneapolis March wheat fell 2 cents to $5.74. The StatsCan all wheat number came in at 31.769 million tons, which was in line with estimates and higher than previous StatsCan estimates. Egypt still hasn't issued payments for some cargoes that were bought for November delivery. And the EU Commission has said that they expect the EU wheat crop to rise by 1.4% to 129.2 million tons this year. That's a look at the ICE futures, canola, and U.S. markets for Thursday morning, December 6th in Winnipeg. For Markets Farm, I'm Ashley Robinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.